June 18. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. The Lord Jesus Christ died to take away the condemnation of our sins. Also, he died to take us into a new power, which helps us to die to our old sinful nature. By taking into us the power of death of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can conquer sin. Secondly, through the power of the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are buried, thus freeing us from a guilty conscience. It is easy to understand that every sin we commit kills our conscience to a certain extent. Imagine a man telling a lie. His conscience tells him, "Don't tell a lie." But he says to his conscience, "Keep quiet." Finally, his conscience becomes silent and dead. Even then, one day, it may be quickened to say to him, "I told you not to do that, and now you are suffering because you went against my protests." Thus, his conscience will go on troubling him. In such cases, some people try to pacify their conscience by deeds of charity. But such a relief is only temporary. True relief will come only when your sins are forgiven and buried with Christ. Our Lord died and was buried that our sins might be buried with him. Thirdly, Christ's resurrection power will come into us. Christ died for our sins and rose to live in us and help us to lead a new life. If we try to live this new life by willpower or by Bible knowledge, we will not succeed. We will still be easily provoked to get angry and to tell lies. To get true victory, we must receive into us by faith the power of his resurrection. We have to ask for it, as we are exhorted to do in Matthew 7, 7 and 6, 31 to 33. Instead of asking for worldly things, we should ask for heavenly and spiritual things. Every day we must ask for the power of his resurrection, and then we can conquer every temptation and sin. Thus, in the letter to the Colossians, the Apostle Paul says, "Having understood our spiritual union with the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection, we find a new life coming into us." Colossians 3, 1-3. Our affections for earthly things have now decreased, and we have a longing to know more about God's kingdom, to live a pure life, to know God's will, to understand heavenly mysteries, and to serve the Lord more fruitfully.